Only one race. Why the differences?
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the powerful witnessing book on the origin of the so-called races. Well, Ken, in conferences all around the world, you've explained how the book of Genesis and the book of Acts teaches us that we're all of one blood, one race. But there are differences, though, among people, aren't there?
Well, first, let me emphasize that we're one race, that's for sure. The physical differences among people groups, though, are so minor that even secular scientists are starting to admit that. Really, race is an illusion. And even though that's true, it's obvious that people groups do have some obvious differences, like eye shapes, shade of skin, and so on. But where'd these features come from? Well, the Bible tells us. It's in Genesis chapter 11. The whole human race once lived in one city, but God saw the evil plans to build a Tower of Babel. So he divided their language, preventing families from communicating with each other. They ended up leaving the city and building new cities all around the world. Now, today's people groups came as a result of this division. As the various families moved out over the earth, different combinations of certain genes ended up dominating in particular people groups. And this resulted in the rather minor but noticeable differences we see today. Genesis explains why we're different and why we're so alike. We're all descendants of one family, Adam and Eve, but split up at the Tower of Babel.
Ken looks much more at the Tower of Babel and the origin of the people groups in a free booklet available on our website at AnswersRadio.com.